Shel Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods right now. Welcome, Shel.
Hi.
We recently talked about the snowpack and the ice and the character of the snow underneath that inch and a half that mm-hmm. we got earlier in the winter. But what about a river? Now, river ice, I go over a river every day, mm-hmm. twice, mm-hmm. and look down at the bridge. And some days I see, how it kind of fills in mm-hmm. and freezes. Mm-hmm. And then every so often it opens up. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that that's also probably true to some extent of lake ice, in that there's something deteriorating and mm-hmm. and not deteriorating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say what's happening there.
Sure. Yeah, good question. Different conditions of this winter have definitely made for some very unusual and in some cases kind of spectacular things going on with water on and of both lakes and streams. So I'll talk first about something I didn't observe, but what I heard about, and certainly it was very unusual from anything I've ever heard or seen, and that was the reports and pictures that were probably spread on social media too, but I think it was something in the paper I must have seen. Anyway, a local paper about the lake that developed on top of the ice on Saginaw Lake. So there was of considerable size area where when we had that rain in February, the rain collected on the surface of the existing ice and was heavy enough. We all know water is heavy, and that it depressed the ice cover. And so then water, moved into that depression. And from the report I read, the depth of that lake then that formed on top of the ice was up to 6 feet deep. People were paddling their canoe on the ice.
You mean the depression was deep enough without breaking the ice or cracking to hold that much water?
Right. So there was thick ice underneath it. Mm-hmm. So that was a very striking example of what I'm sure has been a
thing, is that ice elasticity, or where is it?
Well, we know ice can crack, right? We see ice forms on flat surfaces like lakes, but then it can change as if lakes, especially on a smaller body of water where levels are changing dramatically from when ice first is created mm-hmm. in the fall and as the winter goes along, the depth of the water falls, the ice will eventually sag even under its own rate. Or under the weight of snow that falls on it or whatever. And so this would happen even on a big sheet of ice like you'd have on a lake like Saginaw. But you'd need a lot more weight to, make it happen. But someplace, maybe there was an area of the, I don't know the details of this, obviously, but maybe there was, this happened on a part of the lake where the ice was, I don't know how deep it was generally, how thick it was generally, but it was significant. This was already the middle of February, so there was significant ice. But maybe this was a place where it was just slightly thinner. And so it sagged first. Not that others didn't sag, other places didn't sag, but it sagged first. So then the water went there as it moved, in the rain and warm conditions. It was flowing then.
That's why they call it sag.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Who knew?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Revelation. right here. Amazing.
Pay no attention. Go right ahead without
okay.
me.
That was great. So that was a really remarkable lake ice event. River ice has also been quite interesting this year. Again, because, once the winter kind of got rolling, which was later than some years, the ice began forming on the rivers. There was on New Year's, I was out on the Brule, and there was a plenty of ice. There was a lot of ice that had been made on the river, but the water was fairly high because we had a wet fall. So that definitely changes how the ice develops and how long it takes for ice to develop. But it seemed pretty similar to what we've seen other years. But then again, this rain in February, I mean, we experienced on the Flute Reed where we live, water that was as high as we typically see it. Now, it wasn't as much water because a lot of the space was taken up by ice, but the volume of water was so great that it was way up over the existing ice, spreading way out into the areas where it can normally flood, opened up all the ice, a big channel through all the ice that had already mm-hmm. built up our water hole where we get water in the wintertime. We lost that because it completely took out the whole ice cover of that part of the river. So, and out on the bigger rivers that experience this, the watersheds experience this, there too, the water volume just really spiked pretty dramatically. The Pigeon, the Brule, down the shore a ways, I don't know how far, but I know at least throughout Cook County, the water levels in the river spiked pretty dramatically. And again, a lot of it up over the ice. And so then we go over this cliff at the end of those thaws. We didn't just slowly get cooler. We just would go way down in temperature. So then you get tremendous amount of more freezing because that water is flooding over the top of the ice, freezes on top of that. So you get layer upon layer building up. So when I was last in the middle of March, last out on the Brule, the profile of the ice was very interesting to look at because you could see the evidence of all those events. And that flood event in February was particularly interesting because the volume, like I said, of the river spiked tremendously. So there was a lot of material that was picked up, a lot of sediments, a lot mm-hmm. of gravels mm-hmm. that was picked up. And you could read that band just about everywhere where you could see that full profile. You could see all the material that had been carried, was being carried
just like
in that water.
Just like geologic stratification.
Yeah. Right? The other event that was very readable there, and at the time it was really obvious, was the rain that we had in March. I went out that morning to do my usual measurements of snow and precipitation and so on. And I walked out to my snowboard, and I come around a corner. It looked black. There was so much dirt in that rain that it made the board not black as in totally opaque black, but literally it was heavy rings of black. So the rain had, you know, somewhat collected mm-hmm. on the board, and it was literally charcoal-y colored. There was so much dirt in that rain. And then we had a little bit of snow that followed that. So if you think about the winds prior to that event or during that event were from the west and south. They weren't from the north. They were from the west and south where there is no snow cover and hasn't been. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine those powerful winds that made those huge waves on the lake that was picking up dirt, throwing that dirt way, way up into the sky, and that was coming down with the rain. And everything else that was locked on that dirt was coming down, too.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on ice, especially the dirty stuff.
You're welcome.